This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Imagine Patrick and Danny wearing kilts.
No, Hank.
And it's windy.
With his loose skin and old balls. Whoa.
It's Open Championship Week with Patrick Harris and Danny Meringue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Patrick Harris and Danny Meringue.
That's your home! Are you too good for your home?
On 1080.
Answer me!
The Fan.
Welcome to the third hour. Harrison Meringue here. As I always say, you're missing the first 2 hours. You can find those at thefanpodcast.com, 1080thefan.com, wherever you get your podcast, the Odyssey app, et cetera. Places like that. Well, Daniel, did you know that Damian Lillard is a Blazer?
He is.
It's pretty red.
You want my 30,000-foot takeaway? That's it.
That's pretty red.
Like, I tweeted something out yesterday.
I think we get to live in that for a year. It's pretty red.
The tweet was something along the lines of, don't be a chode. Enjoy this.
See, now, yeah, I was not here yesterday when this broke. I was off yesterday. And I think that, to me, it... people are fair to wonder about the basketball side of this equation.
Thousand questions.
Right? But I think why people are so excited about this is that because since he was gone, it felt just kind of like a rudderless ship, and we had no idea what direction this was going.
I think
we didn't know who a leader was going to be.
Yeah, no identity.
You had no identity. You don't know what Scoot is yet. You don't know what Shaden Sharp is yet. What can Donovan Klingon turn into? Now we've got Jan Hansen
grasping at straws in four summer league games of the Yong Bong.
And basically, it's like since then we haven't had that dude. And so while I feel like a lot of it, and I don't have a problem with this at all, is just about vibes and trying to get the good vibes back here, I think it's a fantastic move. I was surprised it happened as soon as it did. Yeah. I was expecting this to be like one season at the tail end of his career. He does his farewell tour here in Portland, you know, comes off the bench, scores 10 points a game, whatever.
The buyout changed everything. That's right. That's fundamentally, that changed everything.
So that's what I expected. Yeah. But when I was in the car yesterday when I heard you guys break the news, and I was like, wow.
Look at that. He's playing hooky and still listening to his show.
I had to go to the store to get some stuff for my wife. She had a procedure yesterday.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah. And when I'm in the car, I listen.
But look, somebody asked that in the YouTube.
I feel like he's lying to me.
Yeah, he is.
I need a doctor's note.
Yeah. Look, I'll tell you off air the procedure that she has.
I am now good
to share it.
I now believe you.
But somebody was asking, I guess the boys this morning talked about the locker room presence, and I haven't listened to them yet. I was dealing with puppies this morning. But
puppies!
This is something the Blazers front office and I spoke about at Summer League. And the thing about it is, I was like, it's not a shot at Ant or JG or Rob or any of the veteran players.
Right.
It's not, it's Dame is special, not just because of what he means to Portland, but not every team has that guy. Sacramento kind of has that guy in Sabonis, but he's like, I'm looking around like there's like Charlotte. Charlotte has been rudderless, not because of just a talent deficit, but because there's no, like, they have been for the last 18 months trying to get out of LaMelo Ball sweepstakes or LaMelo Ball business because he's just nuts.
Age doesn't always mean leadership.
No, Dame was a leader day one.
Opposite side, too. Yeah, there are people that walk in. You know, there's some. Joe Burrow walks into the Cincinnati Bengals locker room, and people are like, oh, yes, sir. What do you want to do today?
And you don't, like, Aaron Rodgers, I think, is a perfect example of this. Aaron Rodgers, for all of the Aaron's faults or whatever people want to say, Aaron sat under Brett Favre for 4 years.
Yeah.
And, you know,
he sure did.
For good or bad. But when he took hold, man, he took hold.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't, you don't have to have it. Like, I think Scoot has the ability to be a leader, but number one, he needs more time. But he also, you do have to have a requisite level of consistency and productivity, because it's not that you need to be unassailable. It's that the accountability can't be questioned. And I'm not saying that his accountability is questioned, but you know what I mean? Like, if you want to talk about the lower level guy, like the heart and soul in Dame's early career in Portland wasn't LaMarcus. It was Wes Matthews. Wes Matthews was a dude.
I met Wes Matthews playing pool in Lake Oswego.
Wes, coolest cool cat dude you could ever imagine.
Yeah, cool guy.
And like, but that's the thing. It's like Jeremy, great dude, cool dude. But his mentality is different. He's more kind of chill, go with the flow, vibes, all that kind of thing. Wes was militant. And like, you have to have those guys that, you know, Bernie Bickerstaff went on with, who was he on with? I can't remember. Went on one of the Ringer shows and he was talking about Cade Cunningham. He goes, the crazy thing about Cade is I don't have to coach this team
in
a lot
Cade.
Of like the coaching stuff.
Yeah.
Because Cade has everybody accountable.
Yeah.
Curry
in Golden State. Curry's been that since basically day one.
But that's
too.
The thing is, like, that's what makes those guys those dudes. Yes, there's plenty of guys who are talented. And look, this is not a shot at Kevin Durant because KD gets a little bit sensitive about his leadership stuff. KD is not the rally the troops guy.
You could have ended that sentence before you said about the leadership stuff.
I know, but look, I love KD. I genuinely do. But
hey, sometimes I'm a sensitive little bitch too. So you got to watch out.
Look, man, it takes one to know one. Trust me, I get it. But like, that's not the rally the troops got. He's perfectly fine as the number two. I don't want him being the tone setter. When the Blazers traded for Jrue Holiday, it was like, oh, that's going to be a great mentor for Scoop. I was like, this isn't some mentorship stuff. This is, number one, they think Drew's a good player.
Right.
Number two, they're not worried about him being the grand old sage. They want him to be the tone setter. This is a guy who has won two titles in the NBA, who's been a six-time all-defensive player. He's been a gold medalist. He's been an all-star. Like, he has been a dude without being the number one dude. But like, when you walk in, you know, like, you look at him and now they have two of them.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's what you're going to see from Damian Lillard in year one. That's what you're going to see. You're going to see just a voice there, a presence there, someone around the team. You know, I doubt he'll travel. I don't know. You would know this more than me. I doubt he will travel to away games, but having him on the bench at home games, having him at practice facilities and in the building is what's going to be beneficial. And look, anybody that us or any other fans have become blind and ignorant and think this Blazer team next year is going to take a step. Absolutely not. This team still has a lot of stuff to figure out. This team still has personnel to figure out.
Yeah.
Let alone, I mean, Vegas, I think I saw over-unders 32.5, 31.5, depending on where you look at it.
34.5.
34.5. I've seen some different stuff. So it's like this team is about to take a leap, and we're not being ignorant of the fact that just because Dame's here, all of a sudden, this is the Rockets 2.0 or we're on the Thunder trajectory.
Like, stuff starts to slot in because those gaps in leadership, tone setting, and it's not that just the mentorship stuff. It's like when you see a guy or you see the guy there first and out last, you can't not also do that.
Especially because, a dude who on one leg.
Look, I've mentioned this before. In Dame's entire tenure in Portland, I know of one. I think there's two. I'm trying to think of when it was, but when Dame did not make himself available for media outside of him being injured.
Yeah, you said this yesterday. Yeah, I love that.
He's and he look. I know people love Melo. Melo here.
I liked like, old Melo.
Just, it was not my...
I liked old Melo and Syracuse Melo. Yeah,
it's not my Huckleberry. Fine, whatever. But one thing that drove me absolutely crazy is he takes 2 hours after games to be ready and available.
Oh, I kind of like that.
And he does it just to be a D-hole.
Got to get all lotioned up, man.
I kind of like that. Just taking your sweet time. What if he took a little nap?
Look, it's one
thing. He's like, look, I'm going out tonight.
It's one thing I loved about D. He would just be like, you know what? I'll take my shower. You guys just want to do this now?
Just get it over with.
Or he'd go take a quick shower and get ready quick. There was one time we were waiting for Scoot after a game. This Scoot being Scoot. He's kind of a goofy kid. He had these like rubber boots that were damn near skin tight that took him like 20 minutes to get on. Mm-hmm. And while he's doing it, he starts singing the dreidel song. Dreidel, dreidel,
dreidel, dreidel, I made you.
I can't remember who was there with me with Blazers PR. And we just all looked at each other like, what the hell, Scoot? Like, this is in February. He's like, I just think it's a banger. And I was just like,
I just think it's a banger?
I was just like, he just starts smiling. But in the process of this, we're like, Scoot, hurry it up, dude. You're taking forever. But like, it's, and again, that's just Scoot being a fun kid. I held nothing against him because it was funny as hell.
I love Happy Birthday. Just a banger.
Yeah. That's kind of who he is. But Dame gets all of it from beginning to end on the court, off the court. The number of times he's just showed up at a park with a U-Haul full of his trucks or a U-Haul full of his shoes to give away, no PR. The amount of time he has spent at hospitals with no PR. It's because he does it because he gives a damn and he knows what it means to be the face. It is not easy. Like these guys, the faces of franchises, they get paid.
Sure.
But the ask that comes with it is a lot. It really is. And that's why guys like Zion and Ja that fall short, that's why, and LaMelo, that's what organizations are pulling their hair out over. Like, we're giving you $60 million to not be in the news unless it's good.
Bang, bang.
So that stuff is going to matter. Because you walk in, I thought it was awesome. The Blazers obviously had it pre-produced. They did the scrolling camera of inside the Blazers locker room, and they showed the lockers, and they ended on the corner locker, Dame's old locker.
That was a good video. With him, I enjoyed that.
With him right back where he was.
I enjoyed that.
And I was like, that's pretty cool, man.
Let's have a little fun. Let's look ahead at the 2026-2027 season. We'll put a little bow on this. Before we get ready to really grind out next week is Big Ten Media Week. So let's get our Dame stuff in. We'll finish up with this, but I want to play the game of 2026 free agents. Who could come into Portland and make a difference with the kids and a, in theory, healthy Damian Lillard? That's Danny Morang. I'm Patrick Harris, 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Sometimes in life, you really take it on the face, and it just comes at you day after day after day.
That's right, I'm coming at you. Coming at you.
Yo! Yeehaw!
As my old friend Mike Lynch used to say.
Very uncomfortable. Mm.
Are you uncomfortable, Rust? Try being in here. Yeah. Okay? Try being me. Stuck. It's my fifth day on the job.
Stuck in the duo fart box.
This is my fifth day on the job, and we already have this drop.
God, I hate this show.
You know, like, welcome to my life, dude. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Four more years.
And to get rid of somebody from the YouTube chat? Are you kidding me? What is going on?
You cannot put your meat on the gram and have it look like that. Mm. Not even close to the worst thing I've said on here.
Oh, no.
Not even close.
No, we're not top 10. We might never. Nah. Yeah, I don't think top 20.
No. Nah.
I don't want to know top 10. I don't want to go there. Mm. But I will go here, though.
Oh, where are we
going? That'd be fun, you know, because with this Dame thing, it's...
It's about the future.
I think everybody was quick to like, well, you know, what's this going to do for Scoot? You know, we got 3 point guards.
Yeah.
There's a year to go through before we get into any of that. So, but I thought it would be a fun kind of theory because a kind of fun process. I think it's fair.
Fun process.
I think it's fair to say. Damn it, Danny. I know what you're doing. I think it's a fair process to assume that, okay, Robert Williams, Jeremy Grant, probably not a part of this team in 26.
Probably.
Not saying yes, not saying no, but I think that's a good chance.
Whoa. I need you to take a hard stance on this, one way or the other.
I firmly believe
there you go.
That there is a chance one of these are not on the team. So I thought it'd be fun to look at the 2026 free agent class because, you know, in theory, your Kling Kong, your Yong Bong, your Baby Kobe, and Scoot Magoot are all, you know, bona fide, you know, budding superstars, and Dame comes back and Drew is there, and you need some fun guys to bring on the side. Some fun vets on decent deals that will help you carry through. First name at the top of the list, a power forward will probably be needed. I'm gonna go with LeBron James.
Oh, there you go.
LeBron like James.
It. Oh, wow. Easy there, Colin.
Hot take here. LeBron James loves Damian Lillard. Mm. Loves Portland.
Portland Nike.
I spent time in Portland. Yep. He loves Portland. He's got his brand up there. Yep. I think that team, he wouldn't have to be the focal point.
It is interesting because the Blazers are, like, with the exception of now Dame, well, actually, not even Dame because he's under that threshold, too. Drew and Jeremy, I'm just thinking of Dame's total number. Drew and Jeremy are the only guys under contract of over $20 million.
Yeah, it's a cheap team.
Now, Shaden's going into year four, which means, you know, going into year five, they can they can do the extension right now.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then going into that season next year, Scoot will be eligible for his extension. Don will obviously be a year away, but like two is going to be eligible for his extension. Mm-hmm. Like, so they'll take care of some things, but they'll have bird rights on all those guys.
Yeah,
They can go over the cap to do anything. Like, if you wanted to get really weird, let's say that the Blazers traded away Jeremy Grant and they didn't bring back any money beyond this year.
Like, so, did pick up somebody's bad contract.
Well, let's just say he's traded for an expiring contract and whatever capital. And now that, you know, $33 million falls off the books. Let's say that Drew's only here for a year. At that point in time, the only, like, quote-unquote heavier contract you have on the books are Robert Williams III and Dame.
Yeah, and Robert Williams is, I think I saw it's 12 mil.
Yeah.
I think he's making 12 and Dame at 14.
So, like, the capacity, like, the cap maneuvering stuff, the Blazers could have a tremendous amount of cap space going into that period and then have the ability to spend up. Like, if you want to go full, oh my God, out of this world, it's Luka.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Well, I know, but I'm like, look, if you want me to make the most outlandish take possible, which I never like doing because they're dumb, but the whole idea of like, well, what if you added Luka Doncic to this team? You know what I mean? Like it becomes like, oh, okay. But again, I'm not saying that because it's a possibility, but like you look at the 2026 free agent class and you start going, yeah, this class is a lot better than the class that we just had.
Oh, yeah. You'll see some guys on this list that I actually want to bring up for fun, and then I'm going to troll you on some other dudes. You know, a Chris Middleton, you could get kind of on the cheap as a rotational player in another year from now. Maybe a Tobias Harris, an older Draymond Green. You know, that's kind of been floated around, a John Collins. These are all, you know, I guess that's a player option for Draymond, but most of these are all unrestricted free agents. But let me throw these names at you. These will be free agents in 2026.
What you got?
CJ McCollum.
Yeah, I'm good.
What's wrong? CJ?
I'm good.
Anthony Simons.
Yeah, look. I may or may not have talked to a recently acquired Blazer about, I may or may not have said, hey, Ant's got to go serve a year of probation, then he can come back.
2026 free agent small forward, Mikal Bridges.
Ah, old Mikal, yeah.
Huh? You know? Huh? Mm. How about some shooting guard depth with old Norman Powell? Mm,
he's coming off a deal. Yeah, you go.
You like that?
So we got former Blazers and Blazers adjacent players. Okay.
What about some center depth in Yusef Nurkic?
Hey, there you go. You can reunite Nurk and Dame and bring Babo back.
And then the one that I think will truly bring all of this together, my friend, that will truly bring it because it'll still be under 30 despite 9 years of service in the NBA, Zach Collins.
There you go.
There it is, folks.
Full circle.
There it is. You heard it here first. Zach Collins back to the Blazers in 2026. That would actually make me really, really happy.
And a cascade of boos rained down from the stands.
Yeah. No, I'm good with pretty much all of that. Pretty much all of them.
Bridges would be cool.
I mean, Bridges and Ant.
Bridges would be dope.
I'd be down with both those.
Bridges would be dope.
But, like, yeah, it's going to be really interesting.
Ooh, Lu Dort. What's up?
I mean, you already have two.
I know.
No. But
now I'm just, like, looking at real
guys. No, as I'm saying, like, that free agent class is pretty crazy.
It is pretty crazy.
It really is. And it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out because there are a lot of teams that can have, like, financial manipulations that can allow for some pretty wholesale cloth changes to some teams.
Yeah.
So it's like, and we've
DeAndre
talked
about Ayton, free agent.
We've talked 2026. About the, I mean, he's, you know, Bill Duffy clients are kind of taking over.
Oh, he's
LA.
Got a player option.
Yeah. He can opt out and extend with the Lakers if, you know, Luka and LeBron revive him this year, which I think is very much like if
it's possible.
Honestly, if DA doesn't average like 19 and 11, it'll be a surprise. Like if you're playing with Luka, Luka's going to make you and I look good. Like that's how good he is.
You'd think.
So, the 7-footer who's incredibly athletic, I think he'll do fine with. But yeah, no, it's going to be really interesting to kind of see how that crop of free agents shakes out and whether or not the Blazers are interested in that market because they have the capacity to be interested in that market because, like I said, they have bird rights to be able to go over if they want to go, you know, into the luxury tax for the first time in a while. And at that point in time, you're talking about Shea going into his fifth year. In his fifth year, Scoot going into his fourth year, Donovan going into his third year. You've got Dame coming back. I mean, Denny is going to year 7, 2's going into year 4. Like, your team is like, you go from the little babies from when this process started to where guys are hitting primes.
Totes.
And all of a sudden,
and that's why I wonder if bringing in some of, you know, obviously, you know what I was doing there.
Yeah.
A lot of those names. But some of these guys on this list would be pretty valuable vets to bring in. You've got cap space.
But here's the thing. Can those guys come in and be your 7, 8, 9?
Like, your 7,
well,
8,
what I'm
9?
Saying, well, right. Are they like...
If Dame's willing to be your 6, maybe. Maybe that rubs off. Can we do this like hockey? A couple lines out there?
Yeah, you
do line changes?
You throw out the guys that are on the tail end of their career that are still all really good. They may have lost something athletically, but their mind, like, you want to talk about like basketball minds? Draymond, Dame, I mean, Bridges is basically in his prime still, but like a Tobias Harris who like...
Chris Middleton.
Yeah, they're all kind of, you know, physically they've lost a step or two in some cases. But
Usually as your steps go, your brain goes the other way.
But that's the thing is like, that's why your peak in the NBA, everyone wants to say 26, 27. It's more 28, 29.
Sure.
Because even though you may have lost some things out, it's honestly part of my draft evaluation process has kind of changed away from the freak athlete level. If you're really good without being this insane burst athlete, either vertically or horizontally, like you're just good because you understand how to manipulate space, like Jokic or Luka.
Sure.
Like they aren't blowing anybody away with this otherworldly quickness. It's their ability to process.
Yeah,
and that doesn't slow. If anything, it gets better when you get into your late 20s, early 30s.
Paging Tom Brady.
Like because you do more with less because you're like, oh, I can't rely on having this, that, or the other. I instead have to rely on this. And you've seen so much by then that nothing is foreign to you.
Yeah. Yeah. There's so many extensive depths you can roll with this. And it'll be fun to see how this plays out. And we'll be here with you as more information breaks. But go have your fun, kids. Damian Lillard's Blazer, and we'll leave that to bed. Coming up next week, we have Big Ten Media.
Woo!
The second time that your beloved Ducks here at 1080 The Duck will be at the Big Ten Media Day. What are we most excited for? What are we looking for? And can you actually get anything in your brain out of Media Day? We'll do that next, but first, toss it over to Rusty with sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
Spit on that thing.
Isaac and Suk in 30 minutes primetime up in your business. Stay up out my business. I'm being accused of more anti-Ducks than anybody here is a homer Duck. should probably take that with a badge of honor. That's right. I'm staring at the four of you. Four of you are in big doo-doo.
Who?
SC, UCLA, oh. Oregon, and Washington.
Mm.
Big doo-doo. Minolaku.
Maybe some duck poop?
Me no like you. It's Big Ten Media Day next week.
It is.
To give you a little bit of a preview of what Danny and I are kind of cooking up.
The CFB is here.
Yeah, that's the truth. On Wednesday at 12:15, Dan Lanning is supposed to take the stage. Is that how you say it?
Sure, yeah. The
take
dance.
The stage, take the dance. He'll have his opening, and we will share that with you live and then kind of react to
coming
that.
Coming to you live from Las Vegas.
Coming to you live. I think this will be a really fun Big Ten media week, and just kind of as we ramp up the season for the Oregon Ducks, you know, without really how they're going to do.
Well,
let's
walk
through the schedule. There's a lot of unknowns for a team that should be pretty good.
Yeah, it's the thing. It's not just for Oregon. It's SEC and Big Ten. It's like, we talked about this a little bit the other day. But
yeah,
like,
we keep putting it off. We keep really wanting to dive into
this.
But
it's like the wide openness of it all. There's no Ohio State. Oregon isn't, like, Oregon's going to be good. But like,
but there's,
I've seen
one side of the ball that has a complete overhaul.
Yeah, and I've seen Duck fans like, how dare you think we're going to win less than 11 games? I'm like, your entire offense is new. What do you mean?
Yeah, and the margins are just so slim now.
Now, that variability is also true at Ohio State.
Without a doubt.
It's also true at Michigan. Like, that's what makes this whole thing wide open. This whole idea, like, you can pick and choose which, like, the reason people are picking Penn State is because Penn State's returning the most at the most valuable positions.
But then at the same time, I can sit here and tell you, well, James Franklin's never won a big game in his life. So what
makes
me think
Aller has
makes me think James Franklin and Drew Aller are actually going to get it done, which if they're the team that's, you know, if they're the team that's anointed preseason to be the Big Ten champion, then I got questions.
Well, it's the same thing in the SEC. Who's the best team in the SEC right now?
I mean, they're telling me Texas.
Sure.
I don't know that answer.
Is it Georgia?
I am an Arch Manning fan. Like,
yeah, sure.
I'm an Arch guy. I'm not really a Sark guy, and I'm not really a Texas guy, but I'm an Arch guy. But that offense has a lot of issues to it.
And Arch, like, when he did play last year, he had moments where he's like, I see it. He's fast. But there's also moments where you're like, he may not be Himothy, but like that to me is what is going to be so interesting about Big Ten Media Days. And we've already seen with SEC Media Days, who kind of puts their balls in the wheelbarrow, because last year it was Cignetti.
It was
Google me, bitch.
Yeah, it was.
And then what did Indiana do?
They came out and showed it to you.
Like,
put them on the table.
So like, is somebody going to go out? Because remember, UCLA's head coach Foster. We're UCLA, we're in Los Angeles. about as bad of opening press conference.
Big gulps, huh?
It was, do you remember how bad that was, Russ?
B-11. Oh, it was awful.
It was, we were watching it live and we were just looking at each other like,
yeah.
Oh no.
Like, you had some Curb Your Enthusiasm writers going, wow, this is cringy.
Yeah, it was so.
Have you ever been to a volcano?
Yeah, I mean, that would have been a massive improvement
on
what that was.
Fun thought. Who's going to put the Yaz on the table? I would love it if James Franklin did.
I don't think he can, though, because if he does and they underperform,
he'll get fired.
He might get fired.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, us up here.
I know. I think I want him to be the guy to do it, because he always seems, you know, he comes across a little bit as a red ass, you know,
sure.
He's a yeller.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen him plenty of times yelling, but he's always trying to be clean and buttoned up.
Honestly,
and
he reminds me of one of my high school coaches. Like, if they told me that they were brothers, I'd be like, yeah.
And this is why I will never have jobs of that kind of leverage, is because you tell me, if you come to Big Ten Media Day and you rah-rah your team and you're expected to play for a natty and you don't, you're getting fired. I'm like, then I'm coming out rah-rah.
Yeah.
You know, then I will triple stamp that double stamp and I will go for it. I don't know. It probably won't be him. Lanning won't.
No, Lanning won't. Day can go up
Day
there.
Gets to do whatever he wants.
He can go up there and peacock.
He gets to do whatever he wants. What if it's Greg Schiano?
Not out of the ballpark.
Rutgers is back, baby.
Well, I mean, we had Beamer at South Carolina. There's no ceiling on South Carolina. I'm like,
okay.
All right, Beamer.
Maybe there is no ceiling. None of us believe you.
Like,
he's like, no, really, we just got it installed. We took the roof
off. The ceiling is the roof.
Yeah.
It's like, all right.
It never rains in the South. Never.
Yeah, no. But it's like, you know, the easy candidate is Cignetti. There's like definitely Ferentz isn't gonna he's gonna go up there and beat full Belichick.
Ferentz is at the bottom of the list of things that
he's
probably
dead last in the Big Ten.
I think if I were a reporter there, I got questions for Indiana. I got questions for not like questioning your team,
yeah,
but like I am curious about things for Indiana. I'm always gonna ask about Nebraska until you're back.
Yeah. And they've got a coach that might get Bielma at Illinois, certainly.
Yeah, he'll give you something.
A little chippy.
I will say it's safe to say that Kirk Ferentz won't say anything offensive.
There you go. But I'm dumb.
Yes, dude. That was awesome.
God, it was.
It's an A-bomb.
That was awesome.
I want to cut my skin off with a dull razor.
I'm excited for Dan Lanning, obviously, the local suggestion. I'm interested to hear from James Franklin, obviously, being, you know, most people are picking them to not only make the college football playoff, but potentially the national championship. I'm interested to hear what Jed Fish has to say.
Oh, dude.
Maybe Fish is the guy. Look, maybe Fish is the guy. Look,
I,
look
I
those Huskies,
love Fish.
Those Huskies love to think that program is better than it actually is.
So my biggest takeaway outside of the
– you want to call me a hater, you're more than welcome to.
Fine.
But
you,
that
you
program thinks
hater.
They are very cool.
Here's the thing, man. I had never talked to Fish before, and he had just gotten the job at Arizona. We did our interview with him, and as soon as he walks away, pull the headset off, I look at Dustin, and I go, Arizona's going to be good.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, Fish has got something. I was like, that is a coach that you run through a wall for, that gets the most, and Arizona was good that year, mm-hmm. and that's what ultimately led to him, you know, getting the job at UW. Is like, it's not just like the leader of men. I'm going to say this, and it's going to sound like it's a backhanded compliment, but it's not. He knows how to sell you.
Yeah.
Like, he knows how to sell you on the buy-in. And, like, when he got done, I was like, I want to play for him. Like if that guy walks into my parents' house as a kid, I want to go play for him. Like, that's – I could see him not getting out of pocket, but Lane Kiffin. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Lane's my guy
just
now.
Just drop a little – there you go.
Lane's
little, my guy. Little, I love him now. He's fully embraced it. And I think Fish has got some of that in him. I think the favorite is Cignetti. If you're asking me for, he's not a long shot, but if you're asking me for like the plus money guy that is like could get you, it's Fish.
It is. I got questions for Michigan. We're going to talk Connor Stallions is back in the news. We've been saving that, but I think next week that's the big question that's going to get asked Michigan.
Well, that and the $7 million quarterback.
And the quarterback, yep.
Like I'm like
$7 million man
for Bryce Underwood, yeah.
And how much you cheated your way to a natty. You know, Jonathan Smith, the national or the local angle. We'll see how long that local angle sticks. And I mean, if I look at all these teams and I think who's got the most pressure this year, it's your boy Lincoln Riley. I think he's got the most pressure in the Big Ten.
It's Franklin. Because
fair, but I got Franklin potentially winning a natty.
Sure, but that's
and I got a lot of unknown in USC. I know the recruiting class looks nice.
That's the thing. This isn't me being like, oh, USC's fine. Like I said it last year. If Lincoln didn't win at least 8 games, he was gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Like this year, I look at it as kind of a gap year. 8 or 9 wins. It's kind of like if you fall short of that, it's going to be a problem.
We'll look at schedules next week too.
But because their recruiting class is so good. They're going to give him some leeway because they brought in the GM from Notre Dame and Lincoln has finally gotten on board with that. He's bought himself.
Oh, now you like Notre Dame. Now you like Notre Dame.
No, we took him from Notre Dame because he needed to go to a better place. It's very simple.
He needed therapy.
I mean, here's what happens. You go from freaking, you know, Indiana to
South Bend, Indiana.
And you go to LA and you're like, yeah, I could do this. Yeah, I could do this. This works for me. But
I think if I were a media member, Lincoln Riley might be the guy I got the most questions for.
I mean, you definitely do that because Lincoln will probably...
He's a higher profile than Franklin.
Oh, not, yeah, but he'll put his foot in his mouth. That's the thing. It's like, Lincoln, for the love of God, dude, would you stop doing this?
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm all about.
Like, Lincoln's kind of, again, I love him as a quarterback developer guru. He's probably the best in the country.
Yeah, bright mind, for sure.
But the soft skill stuff does bother me at times. But they've also brought in people around him to really lift, like, kind of the rising tide lifts all boats kind of a deal.
Yeah.
And I think he's bought himself some time with the recruiting class and the people they brought in around him.
It's hard to be a smooth talker like old Pete Carroll. All right, when we come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up. Closing arguments next. Terrace Marang, 10A The Fan. Greatest produced song in the history of pop music, that would be Brian Wilson's Good Vibrations. Buzz up, Bishop Boys.
Yeah, not Brian Wilson, the pitcher.
I can't wait to sleep in tomorrow and be lying in bed just like Brian Wilson did.
Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah.
I love Brian Wilson.
Mm. Only Brian Wilson I recognize is the pitcher.
I mean, he's got one of those, like, clearly, obviously, I dye my beards.
Mm-hmm.
He's got, like, a Ryan Day beard, but grown out.
I don't know if you heard or not, but Ryan Day's wife vehemently denies that he dyes his beard.
Well, I would hope my wife vehemently denies that I dye my mustache.
Yeah.
But there was a time in which I did, in fact, dye my mustache.
Yeah, it like...
When Minshew was at Wazoo, yeah, we had some dye action going on up here because we needed that baby to pop.
Yeah, I mean, you're on TV, baby. But it's like, do the like, brush in. Don't...
He's a big-ass boy.
You can't go Carlos Boozer and paint it.
No. You can't be jet black. Dude, just get the salt and pepper in there, man.
It's okay.
Look, just, yeah, embrace it.
Silver Fox is where it's at. Look
embrace
at the dude
it.
At the Coldplay concert, man.
I mean, he was full silver.
He's getting chicks everywhere.
Well,
look at Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom, good-looking dude.
There was two things that dude at the Coldplay concert was embracing.
At least.
I like that somebody in the bullpen, I can't remember who it was, one of our sales guys, accused Danny of hating Mark Hamilton, the great Mark Hamilton, because Danny was like, Coldplay sucks. Well, no, Danny said, Coldplay's not for me. Yeah, actually, they just suck. We were laughing that you're just pooping all over the great legend that is Mark Hamilton due to his success finding of a great Coldplay band.
He's put on a lot of bands.
How rude of you!
But yeah, no, we had just done that segment about how, you know, talking about comedy and things don't suck; they're just not for you.
It's just not for you.
And then I just doubled down and was like, "No, Coldplay sucks."
Yeah, it's like the Huskies. You know, it's not that they're not for me; it's that they suck.
Yeah, see.
Yeah, it's just the world I live in.
It happens.
And I'm the best because I'm not even an Oregon alum. Yeah. You know, I'm just mad.
Yeah, no, I like it.
I'm just angry.
I get it.
I'm just taking it out on you because I'm mad.
Yeah, fair.
So Big Ten Media Day will be next week. Like I said, Dan Lanning slated to take the podium at 12:15 on Wednesday. So we'll be able to catch that and play it for you live. Also, not just Big Ten Media Week, huge week at the Fan. Huge week at the Fan next week.
Huge deal.
Huge deal. In fact, nobody's ever seen a deal as big as that.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have big, strong men coming up to me, tears in their eyes, saying this is the biggest deal I've ever seen.
That Jennifer, she's a real party pooper. Mm.
She poops open? Out.
How do they know? Is it because she leaves the door open so they can see things and smell it? I showed my kids that the other day for the first time.
Did you explain
they
to them?
They lost it.
Do you explain to them what a road game is versus a home game?
No.
It's when you poop on the road versus pooping at home.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think Big O yesterday was like, dude, I only poop at home.
Yeah.
No road games for me.
Well, I mean, look, sometimes you have your emergency situations.
Look, that's what I'm talking about. In survival school, I have pooped in the greatest depths the world has to offer. There is not a road game environment that is intimidating enough for me.
We can't do this again. Last time we did this yesterday, you basically made people think that you have sex in portal potties.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Not me. I said this looks like a couple that would.
I did hear that, by the way. Yeah.
Boom. Yeah. Roasted.
No. You can go back to the tape. I said that looks like a couple that would do it in a porta potty. Not me.
I think we're leaving some things out of the equation
I'm with Rusty on this one.
Me this weekend. I'll pull up the tape.
Yeah. I want to go to the tape here.
Expose him. Expose him.
I wish I had a road trip. I think we're heading down.
Release the files. Yeah. Release the files. I mean.
We'll go down this path. We will render a judgment.
We're being on a road trip, heading down I-5, I believe, and I got that tummy rumble.
Oh yeah,
and I went, oh okay, this is not good. Mm-hmm. Find a McDonald's there off of I-5, and I walk in. This place is busy.
Oh, no.
And
the only McDonald's that's actually busy in the world?
Yeah, well, it's right off of, you know, it's at a rest, not rest stop, but right off of I-5.
Oh, nowhere. Okay. Yeah. I was like, the insides of McDonald's are never busy.
So, have you ever had to do the roadside poo?
Like in the woods?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So I hit the stall at this McDonald's, and it is a high-traffic bathroom in there, and I don't like to, you know, I like my privacy.
Mm.
I held it as long as I could, and finally I just let out, oh, my God, you guys, I'm so sorry.
I'm going to die. I've been at a concert before and been like, oh, my God, I'm going to puke, and they part, and you're like, thanks, guys.
Yeah. We were talking about this during a commercial break. I am 100% the person where if I hear you come in the bathroom, I'm not going to hold it. I'm going to make it as loud and awkward as humanly possible.
You're a terrible
human. Running out of there.
You are a terrible human.
Yeah. Welcome to Danny Meringue, uh-huh. Patrick Harris.
I didn't sign up for this. I'd like to speak to my lawyer.
You did sign up for this.
You did go to a lawyer. So there you go.
That'll do it for us. Primetime be up next. Thank you, Rusty. Great job as always. For Danny Meringue.
Fan text line. In Danny's defense, I have had sex in a porta potty. There you go.
For Danny Meringue, I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do, not that.
Bye.
That's a lot of pounding, man. Balls may come flying at your face. It's actually okay to touch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.